I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant. This is Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host. As you may recall from last episode, I sounded like shit. I still sound like shit, but I know why. I have both pertussis, also known as whooping cough, and pneumonia. So I would like to thank the anti-vaxxers out there who, according to a news story I was reading this morning, have brought measles back to New York. And much like that article that made the rounds online a month or two ago, thank you, Jenny McCarthy, because I now have a whooping cough. My abs look fucking fantastic, but my lungs are shot, and I basically have not been allowed to leave my house for a week. So fuck this shit. I had plans for like a much mellower podcast. It's not happening because I've been stuck in the house and the last thing I want is a bunch of mellow music. I'm not calm. I'm not happy. I'm coughing in ways that make me want to die and leave me crying and huddled on my floor and gasping for breath. So, even though I can't really scream along with all of this, or nor can I yell, we're going to start it out creepy, and then it's going to get angry, and then it's going to get maudlin, and then it's going to get sad, which is basically how I've been doing. So we're going to get it started with from the repress out now on Tank Crimes Records of their debut LP, Splatter Thrash. This is Ghoul with Baron Samedi.
Thank you. and wind on through the hot Mojave and the cherry cone. He started his whole life anew, and what he left behind he hadn't valued half as much as some things he never knew. Got dropped off on the street in town, where a gray old man looked him up and down and said, son, this ain't no Western movie matinee. You're a long way off from Yippee-Ki-Yay, cause I can tell at a glance you're not from around these parts. Got a green look about you, that's a gringo for starts. Sometimes the only thing a Western savage understands are whiskey, rifles, and unarmed men.
the title track to their Call of the West LP, that was Wall of Voodoo. That is also the last track on the album. Highly recommended it. I think that's like the third track I've played from that on this podcast over the years. Eventually, I will have just played the entire LP and violated all kinds of copyright law. So there you go. Before that, Susan Justin with Mutation. That is from the Forbidden World soundtrack, out now on Death Waltz Records. A fantastic repress. And, oh man, like, it's gorgeous. It's, like, heavy duty. Like, it's insane. Everything Death Waltz Records does is absolutely across-the-board fantastic. And I highly recommend just buying pretty much everything they put out. They've got a bunch of amazing things coming out for Record Store Day. I think we'll probably cover a lot of that stuff. Maybe not next podcast, but the one after that. And we'll sort of preview all of the awesome shit we think you should get. How about that? Before that, Boss Christ with Swamp Wolf. That is from Wolf Party. That is a compilation out now on Voodoo Rhythm Records, and that is a compilation of New Zealand werewolf sounds from the Stink Magnetic label. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's at times almost unlistenable, but it's weird and fascinating and awesome. And we started everything off with Ghoul doing Baron's Psalmody. That is the last track on their album Splatter Thrash, which has just been repressed on two different colors of vinyl, two different splatter variations, big surprise, on Tank Crimes Records. Tank Crimes has their second ever Brain Squeeze coming up next month. You can find more information at tankcrimes.com. Big fan of that label. They don't give me any money, nor do they give me any free shit, but damn, I'll plug the fuck out of them. So, we said angry. This is kind of angry. There's a bunch of random shit in this next thing, including some stuff that may or may not be legal. Whatever. Who cares? From their most recent album on Sacred Bones Records, entitled Playing in Time with the Deadbeat, this is Slug Guts with Old Black Sweats. most recent album on No Idea Records. That was Crusades with the Transport of Intrepid Souls. That is from the album Perhaps You Deliver This Judgment with Greater Fear Than I Receive It. I always have to go back and revisit a Crusades album, like probably several months after it comes out. It came out last October. It's been about 5 or 6 months, and I've revisited it, and I find, of course, that I think it's brilliant and fantastic, and why didn't I think that at the beginning? And I think it's because it takes a little bit to absorb it. It also has a bit to do with the fact that I recently discovered that, courtesy of a post from Mitch Clem on Facebook, it's an interesting thing. Like, all of these albums are sort of concept records, everything that Crusades put out, but perhaps you deliver this judgment with greater fear than I receive it is actually about the life of martyr Giordano Bruno, who was in the first episode of the new series Cosmos, the Neil deGrasse Tyson version. And it sort of led me back to revisit that, and it sort of put everything in a different perspective, knowing that it's kind of a concept album about him and a sort of like a archetype for the modern atheist. Before that, Rooftop Vigilantes did Last Call on Neptune. That is a single that is available on SoundCloud. Evidently, there is likely a new album coming from them later this year. Let's fucking hope. Damn it. I would eventually like all of their shit to be available on LP. Like, they put out like two singles, and that's like all that's on vinyl. It kind of sucks. Mean Jeans did Very Ape. That is off In Utero, the tribute that'll be coming out on Robotic Empire on Record Store Day. Obviously, that is a Nirvana song. It's been years in the making, this compilation, and you can find out information about that if you go to Robotic Empire's website, and it looks to be pretty badass. I'm sure it'll sell out like fucking fast as shit, and but I think it'll be available digitally, so you can get it that way. And we start everything off with Slug Guts doing Old Black Sweats from Playing in Time with the Deadbeat on Sacred Bones Records. They are done. They are finished. They are over. There are just no more Slug Guts. I believe some members of that band have formed a new one. I can't find information on it because my brain won't work. Back to the music. This is new music from a band called Art Contest. I got them just this week. I haven't really had a chance to listen to the record in depth all that much, but I'm finding that Math Major is a lot of fun, and it's this weird sort of, I don't know if you could combine jangly and like post-rock, but they managed to do it, and they do it especially well on this track, which is entitled Trip Pants. My car!
And when I finally wash ashore, I'm coming back to kiss the girl I kissed before the shooting stars.
Scars on.
Can we discuss the fact that cold meds make me run my mouth like fucking crazy? Evidently they do, which is why I'm playing long songs to give you more music to counterbalance the amount of time I'm talking. Case in point, Archers of Loaf from the album White Trash Heroes. That was White Trash Heroes. That was their final album, and that is the final track on that album. It is a very good eulogy, if I do believe so. Before that, another epic song, Battle Scars by Ozma from their album Rock and Roll Part 3. Fantastic release. I'm not big on pretty much everything else they've released, but that album, damn worth picking up. I may have played that on the podcast before. I don't know. Again, too lazy to do research. Before that, Crystal Antlers from their album Nothing Is Real. That is Better Things. I picked that album up back in October, and again, much like the Crusades record, I took a break from it. I've returned and revisited it and like it a lot more than I did when I first heard it. My wife, in the interim, has actually purchased that album on CD and probably knows all the words. So I feel kind of like a Johnny Come Lately, despite the fact that I probably had that first. Very weird. And we started everything off with Art Contest doing Trip Pants for the new album Math Major. There should be a review on that on the Rockstar Journalist page later this week. If you're listening to this one, it drops on Monday. I am quite fond of it. We've got one more set, and it's going to get maudlin, and it's going to get weird. We're going to start it out with a little bit of both from their album Satan Is Real. This is the Leuven Brothers with Satan Is Real.
Is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
I attended service at a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community, and then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything.
psychotic baby. I know I'm now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string. Today we passed on the street and you just walked on by. My heart just fell to my feet and once again I began to
I don't wanna be the one. Crush.
final track on their debut release, The Blue Album, also known as just Weezer. That was Weezer with Only in Dreams. Going back to the last set, Ozma's Battle Scars, I'm not lying, I saw a show at Memorial Hall like years ago. Like, I was probably like 21, just barely. So we made it like 2001. It was Weezer, Ozma, and the Get Up Kids. And I shit you not, Weezer played Only in Dreams, Ozma played Battle Scars, and the Get Up Kids played Mass Pike. It's seriously like three of my favorite songs all at one show. And it was amazing. It was the beginning of an end for a relationship I was in. There's nothing worse than seeing a show that you've been like dying to see forever and like loving the show and just like in a fight. It was, oh God, I haven't thought about that in years. Fuck that memory. Anyhow, before that, Sebado with Flame from The Sebado. God, I love that song. That song doesn't get played enough. I think that is a highly underrated song. So I played it. The Box Tops did Cry Like a Baby from Box Tops Super Hit. We did that review last week of the Alex Chilton biography, Man of Destruction. That's all right, but man, it made me go back and revisit all that Box Top stuff, and I'm going to have to figure out a way to like get that thrown on my iPod so I can listen to that at work, because I may just have to go back and like revisit all the actual albums rather than just the greatest hits. I know they were kind of a singles band where like the albums were, yeah, as most things at that time, a lot of fucking filler surrounding some really great singles, but we'll see. I've got nothing but time right now. The Louvin Brothers started everything out with the title track to Satan Is Real. That's from the reissue on Light in the Attic. They also reissued the fantastic Tragic Songs of Life. If you don't own those, I recommend picking them up. They're available from Light in the Attic at lightintheattic.com. They're fantastic. Everything Light in the Attic puts out is worth owning if you like that release. Just buy that version. Like, it's worth the money. So there. So that is this. The next podcast falls on the 31st of March, and because that is the day before April Fool's Day, it will be chock-a-block with interesting novelty songs and things of funniness. We'll try and throw in some other random weirdness in between as well. Think of it as Dr. Nemeto, but you don't have to pay for it. So, as always, tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast and check us out at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog regularly about books and zines and records and tapes and all sorts of other tangible things in this age of digital ephemera. Tell your friends with bands, record labels, zines, etc., so on and so forth, to send me stuff for review and play on the podcast. And until next time, thank you for listening.